This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. This is Scott Hennen, your, what am I, Todd? Your host for the program. Thank you very much. And Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Yet another host for the radio program. Happy Monday to you, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much. Yeah. Nice to hear your voice. Back at it here for a brand new week. And we got Matt, our producer. We have Manny, our call screener, so we are ready to go. We have everything we need to begin the program and look forward to it today on the show. 800-228-0550. I have a Donald Trump question for the audience today, and no disrespect to anybody in the audience that did not vote for or does not consider themselves a Donald Trump supporter, but I'm most interested in the opinions of people who are full-throated Donald Trump supporters, okay? And if you are not, feel free to join in the discussion. Just be honest and say you're not a supporter, right? So we can kind of keep the streams clear here today on the program. Lynn Helms will be here next hour. Lynn is the director of the Department of Mineral Rights in the state of North Dakota. And we're going to talk a little bit about the latest numbers. AP story over the weekend talking about a boomlet. I didn't know there was such a thing as a boomlet. Did you? I've heard of a boom. But did you know there was a boomlet? Todd?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not as big. Because if you say boom, then people are going to think 2011 all over again. If you say boomlet, it's a smaller boom.
How about boom light? How about mini boom?
Micro boom, yeah.
Micro boom, there you go.
Any of the above would work, I guess. But yeah.
Well, anyway,
points for creating a word, because I don't know if, yeah, I mean, I'm like you. I'm not sure I've ever heard that word before. But
one of the major news organizations in this country says we have one here, one of those boomlets. Yeah. So we'll
yeah, watch out for those boomlets.
Yeah, we're going to unpack that a little
bit. Nobody ever calls their softball team the boomlets, do they?
No, it's just not a, yeah, it's not a, not a name in demand.
Somebody might now, but
exactly.
just have fun. But
we had a grad party over the weekend at our house on Saturday morning. I think it's actually, you know, Saturday morning, late Saturday morning, early. What? It doesn't matter. Saturday. It was a fine time. It was wonderful. And I only cried once, I think. It's when I was
you'll
alone.
You'll be crying more yet, though. You know, you're not
I was
done.
Alone in the garage. And, you know, a rule of grad parties is you have to have a little video with lots of pictures, you know, of the graduate, right? And so we had the little TV set up. Our niece made a video put to some fun music.
Aww.
with Hannah, you know, playing. And so I was alone in the garage a few hours before things started, and, you know, the music's going, and I'm looking at the pictures of the... So other than that, I'll save the rest of the sap stuff for the actual graduation.
So you're human after all. I don't think there's
don't
anything
know
wrong
it,
with admitting that, Scott.
No, I just, know.
That's fine. It's your
I'm kind
daughter.
Of a sap anyway.
It's not like it's some faceless person in the news or something where you
I'm
just
I'm not
lose.
Apologizing.
It's your daughter. Yeah. You're going to cry for your daughter. Who are you going to cry for?
Dads and daughters, huh, Todd? Is that something? Is that not?
I got one, too. I know what you're talking about.
I know you do. It's just like a vice on the heart. It's just, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, and so two of our three now are a little, you know, step closer to, and of course, you know, still a little bit of school left in the actual graduation. Alex is out the door, and then we'll have one more in 4 years. Haley will hit ninth grade next year. Ninth grade, that just right there, unbelievable. Haley's the pistol. Alex is, you know, Maria jokes that he was born old. You know, I mean, we're so we are lucky with Alex because I mean, literally, he goes
He's
to auction
an old
sales.
Soul, right?
How many 21-year-olds go to auction sales? You know what I'm saying? I mean, and collects, you know, antique tractors and you know. In fact, I got the biggest
Especially since he wasn't exactly raised in a farm. I think that's kind of the other unique thing there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And,
I mean, if you're raised on a farm and you're raised around that stuff, that's probably a little bit more typical. But if you're a city boy collecting antique tractors, then you are kind of an anomaly there.
I saw the Mother's Day card that he did for his mother this morning on the counter in the bathroom. And I smiled from ear to ear because it's a beautiful card. Very well done. But the best part of it was it had, like, kind of three dirty thumbprints on the front part of it. So that was the best part because it's him. He's like hauling buckets of oil and getting his mom a Mother's Day card. So it was priceless. But Hannah is just dear sweet Hannah. That's what I always say, dear sweet Hannah, because she's just smart and beautiful as any daughter thinks his daughter is, and you know, smart and just a good girl. Just a good girl. Such a good leader. So we're looking forward to watching her, you know, stretch those wings a little bit. So anyway, that was our weekend. That was our weekend. And 'tis the season. I love it. Now we can just go to grad parties and the actual graduation. You know, that's a lot of fun. This is a fun time of the year. Spring's here. So here's my Donald Trump question. I think I've mentioned this before, but right next to me in the studio, when I am in the studio, is a plaque I purchased one time at the Ronald Reagan Library, Simi Valley, California, the Presidential Library. And the reason I bought it there is because I always remember anytime you'd see Reagan, you'd see this plaque right on his desk. And the plaque is, there is no limit to what a man can do or where he can go if he doesn't mind who gets the credit. Now, that's very Reagan-esque. That was Ronald Reagan. I don't know if he said it or just liked the quote and put it on a plaque so people would remember it. And there is Donald Trump. Now, I don't like the game of, you know, Trump needs to be more like, you know, Reagan, and Obama should be more like Clinton. Whatever. Everybody's an individual, and they all bring their own style. But Donald Trump is very much consumed with getting the credit. And I think he does it partly because he sees a dishonest, deceitful, corrupt media. And he's right. They are. But they were for Reagan, too. Remember, they called Reagan a bumbling idiot, and they, you know, he didn't care. He let it roll off his back. Donald Trump needs to be Donald Trump, in my view. Donald Trump needs to do everything that he did to get him to this point in life, and even in his political career, to get him to the White House. And it wasn't running around oozing humility. But this is me. It's the last time I'm going to mention what I think in this topic, if I can help it, because I'm more interested in yours. I think, you know, 80-20, 80%, that's who you are, but maybe just moving a little bit of, I think he will be more effective in getting Congress to do what he needs to get done. The guy deserves a ton of credit to do what he's done. There was an interview this weekend with Judge Jeanine on Fox News, and she went through this laundry list of things that have been done, and even I went, oh, forgot about that one, because they're not covered in the media. She's absolutely right. But the point is, they're never going to run around and say he did a good job. So you just bake that into the cake. So, personally, I like him to do 80% of what he's doing and about 20% a little more Reagan-esque. That's me, okay? My question is, do you want him to do anything different? And again, I'm speaking to Trump supporters. I'm speaking to Trump voters. I'm speaking to people that are rooting for him to succeed. Not this very bitter left-wing, and I don't even know if it's left-wing. It's just that there's some of that, but there is a hatred towards Donald Trump from a lot of people. And I saw him at Cramer's town hall events. I'm just like, wow, how do you people even, you know, breathe in, breathe out? You're consumed with this. So I'm not interested in them. I really am. I'm not. I mean, because I don't honestly believe they'd ever come to Trump's side. I want to know from you, folks rooting for Donald Trump to succeed, whether he's got it right, 100%, just keep doing what you're doing, or whether you'd like him to change a little thing here, a little thing there, you know, over there. He's fighting the swamp. This is the thing that I struggle with, even in my suggestion that 80% keep it going, 20% find a little Reagan. I'm not caring who gets the credit, right? He's fighting the swamp. The swamp doesn't play nice. You know? Sort of what do you take to a gunfight, right? Not a feather. So that's the thing I do struggle with, even in my 20% suggestion. I want to know what you think. You want Trump to change? Should he do anything different? We're inundated with this stuff in the national media. Oh, he's horrible. He's awful. You buy it? You want it differently or keep on keeping on? Tell me, 800-228-0550 to answer that. You can text us or email too.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a diesel mechanic, a trailer technician, a service writer? Maybe you're in the welding game. How about a service manager, operations manager? Well, listen up, friends. I have an opportunity for you with a great company, Polar Service Center, at locations in Killdeer, Williston, and Billings, Montana. And they wanted me to tell you $32 an hour. They proudly pay folks at Polar Service Center. Superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance paid for the family. Great paid time off program. 401k with the employer match, flexible spending account. They have a training program. Polar Service Center, nation's largest tank trailer manufacturer. And they have service centers for those in 30-some spots across North America, three in our part of the world. And they are looking for people. Call Gary right now at 701-495-3592. That's his cell phone number. You're going to get right to him. Gary, 701-495-3592. Should Trump change? Should he do anything different? How's he doing? Tell me at 800-228-0550. Locally at 258-0550. I caught that time. Text 701-226-8503 or 701-367-2054. You can also email us simply studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Jamie in Fargo, yes. Do you want Trump to change?
No, I don't. I think he's doing a great job. One thing that people don't realize is that he works harder than any president probably in the history of our nation and works harder than any politician or media elite. This guy is an animal. He works day and night. And they can't fathom this. They can't grasp the concept of somebody that works without ceasing.
He's wearing them out, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And
I think that's a bad strategy. I think that's what we need.
That's the only way to turn this nation around. Really, is to get down to working to change this nation back to prosperity. You know, these guys that say, well, you know, we're going to get up today and try to push a little, maybe get a bill going, maybe meet with a few head leaders, maybe CEOs, whatever. This guy gets to the basics of getting the job done. He doesn't just talk about it. He's not a smooth talker. He's not a ingrained politician, and that's what they cannot stand.
What do you think of the trait of humility, Jamie?
Well, he does have an issue with wanting to be known for what he's done. I can see that might be an issue. Humility would be nice, but when you're attacked constantly, I think to have that humility is difficult because you need to stand up for yourself, which looks like arrogance, which looks like, look what I've done. But if you're attacked constantly, what else, what other choice do you have? All media outlets are attacking him, all the mainstream.
That's a good point. So, defending yourself can look like arrogance when it is simply defending yourself and trying to take it on. I mean, you know, he seems to want to answer everything point by point. And I don't know if he can continue that forever. But, you know, again, I always say when I've said to this point to anybody that sort of laments, you know, I voted for the guy, I want him to do well, but can he just dial it back a little bit or whatever? I say, Trump is Trump. He's using every trait the exact same way he used it to get elected, and I don't like people to change after they get elected much. So that has been my point. I do also have a conflicting viewpoint that humility has to be present in every great leader. You know, that's a trait I wish for them. I want them to have is some humility, and that's where I comment that just give me a little bit of that every now and then. To say, fine, whatever. They're going to say what they're going to say. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do it. We're going to get it done and then judge us by our actions. But he is fighting. He's in a battle. He's in a war with the swamp. And so he has to take this stuff on. You know, I guess it's hard to be humble when you're in the middle of that kind of battle. And he never, you know, as a New York City real estate developer, one of the toughest, that's just, you know, a tough racket. When you're in that world, man, you brawl day in and day out, nonstop, for every corner. And so he's taking that to this job, I guess. Right, Jamie?
Yes, exactly. And the thing is, it's easy to be humble again and have humility if you're Barack Obama and CNN, MSNBC cannot just get enough of your flavor and your ideas and just say you're doing a great job. What else does the president have to say under those terms? You don't have, and they're doing it for you. You can just move right along and not mention a word and say, well, I'm really, you know, humble, or present that persona. Well, they're doing all of the bragging, if you will, for you. This is a different scenario. Trump isn't a politician. He's a fighter, and you will see that he will continue for the 4 years to work day in and day out. They will not be able to knock down his work ethic. They say, oh, he doesn't want to be president. Has he said that? Oh, it's tougher than it he thought it would be. Well, it probably is. When you're being bashed for every word you say, he probably didn't realize that he would be scrutinized continuously by the media. He probably thought that might let up a little bit.
Good thoughts, Jamie. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Chris on the road.
Good morning, Trump. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Go ahead.
I think Trump is doing everything right. One thing I do think he needs to do differently is quit paying attention to the media and quit trying to appease the Democrats. His commencement speech at Liberty University, great speech. I think his ego was his driving factor, his motivator. Keeps him going and keeps him kind of where he was at. I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
Ryan, one quick question before I let you go. Where is he appeasing Democrats, in your view?
With the Comey firing thing, he thought Democrats would be pleased. He was disappointed they weren't. I think during his joint sessions address to Congress, they telegraphed how they're going to treat his administration by not standing up, not applauding for anything. I think that's going to be the whole way through his administration the next 48 years. So just don't worry about him. Push his agenda forward, and I think the American people will be happy once they see the results.
Interesting. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. It's early, and they hate him. There's no doubt about it. Do you do anything different? They clearly are just trying to take the guy down and hope that he flames out. Do you want him to change? That's the question. Fascinating answers. Lots of texts and emails coming in, too, and more of your calls. Welcome 258-0550 to call us. More after this on What's On Your Mind, Monday edition. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What lessons can be learned from the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? That question today for Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission.
I really believe our state and our tribes and our communities can do better. Again, this is a big bump in our road, but you know, it's the mindset. I think it goes back to the personal mindset of people, whether or not they want to, you know, have the heart, have the faith, you know, have that that value of wanting to respect one another, no matter what color, race, creed, what have you. You know, we just got to create a better way moving forward of respect, communication, understanding, forgiveness. And I really think that begins with faith, Scott. I really believe that. But again, it's something that I'm going to do all I can to lead that. And again, it's going to be very, very challenging, but it's something I'm up to.
That's Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission, as part of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Wants them, no matter what. There'll be times I disagree, but that's his decision, and I'll respect him for that. And I respect the person that stands up for what they think is right. Ones that are wishy-washy, I have no time for them. So bring it on, Mr. President. Play the cards. Put them on the table. Let's roll. I respect that. Have a good day.
Bring it on. How about that? Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Hi, folks. Monday edition of the program. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can call us there. You can also call us on the local line, 258-0550. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can text Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Your choice, okay? And love to hear from you. Lots of emails and text rolling in. Question really just surrounds Trump and how you think he's doing. Last week, obviously, the firing of James Comey has the swamp, Washington, D.C., in total meltdown again. And it's like, no matter what he does, like, this just in, Trump removed a white wastebasket from the Oval Office and put in a black one. Oh, my God. Gosh! For reaction, let's go live to, you know, come on. No matter what he does, every interview, some bombshell, oh, wow moment comes out of it. I mean, it's just, so it really, I'm curious if any of that is percolating within the sound of my voice, which really would be a big part of why Trump won. This is the real world versus the swamp. So your thoughts on this matter. They really do. Because if Trump supporters, folks that voted for him, folks that are rooting for him to succeed, right now are not in any way, shape, or form phased by the stuff that's going on, or what the media is telling you should be a really big deal, then Trump's fine. If he's wearing you out, if you're like, come on, just, you know, don't poke the bear. If you're cheering every time one of these things happen versus saying, I don't know, could he have done that a little bit different? That's sort of where I'm curious, where you're at in the balance. So let us know. Your opinion matters at 258-0550. Here's a few of those texts that have come in. He needs to lay the promises that he ran on the desk in the Oval Office. That's this Minnesota listener by a text. Find a cameraman, grab Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell by the ear in front of the camera, walk them up, point at the list, tell them this is why they voted for us, let's get it done. They act like kids, treat them like kids, says Jared in Alexandria, Minnesota. All right. want Trump to be himself, says another. I hate to say that I equate the left to the devil. The left keeps trying to put doubts in everyone's minds, corrupt the good with constant evil and discouragement. I have to continue to be strong. Tell me, Scott, why don't the conservatives fight back like the left does? I don't have an answer for that question. They're not as good at politics.
Not stooping to their level?
You know, it's more a case of, for Democrats, not all, I'll say this,
right.
Not paint with the broadest of all brushes, but to most Democrats, politics is a profession. Live or die, live it, breathe it. It's just, you know, they're professional politicians. Again, not all, but most. To Republicans, many of them have come out of the business world, have come out of, you know, some sort of other service, and this to them is service. This is not a profession. This is not a life and not a way of living. So they're just not as good at it as Democrats are, of throwing the elbows and being really just cunning and you know, they're just vicious sometimes, as you see in the swamp. And that's part of the swamp. The swamp isn't just Democrats. The swamp is, you know, the political world. It's thinking everything revolves around politics. And that's where, you know, the machines, the levers, you know, the different, that's the game there. So they're just better at it. That's all I know how to say, answer that. They're just better at it. Another texter, I was reading a news article this weekend about Heidi Heitkamp rubbing elbows at an energy event with people in the industry, apparently leading them to believe she was on their side, then going to D.C. and voting the other way. This reminds me of a time when American POWs were visited by a celebrity in Vietnam. American POWs were slipping their Social Security numbers in hopes that she would get them back to the States somehow. Instead, she turned them over to the camp commander, and they were later tortured. Jane Fonda has now been joined by Heidi Heitkamp in the Club of Deceit, says the texter. And you thought I was tough on Heidi Heitkamp, Todd. The Jane Fonda comparisons, you know, that's kind of a tough one. But that was a bizarre deal last week. There's no doubt about it. No other way to explain that. So I'm with you, 100%. 100%. Texter, if anyone needs to change, it's the Republicans in D.C. Get some Trump support so they can pass legislation instead of executive orders, which could be overturned by the next president. Right, there's another school of thought. The Republicans got to change. Because a few of them are a little on the soft side, too. So I hear you. 800-228-0550. One other text, different topic, and that's okay, too. Scott spent Mother's Day weekend in Alexandria, Minnesota. On the main drag, there's a large furniture store, Hennens. Any relative of yours? It is not, unfortunately. Or I'd have nicer furniture. right?
Wouldn't you don't have nice furniture?
Well, I said I'd have nicer furniture. I think it's fine. I don't want to offend my wife. She does the furniture thing. Who picks out the furniture in your house, Todd?
Carrie.
Is it a collaborative effort, or Carrie does?
Oh yeah.
I learned very early on. Just, you know.
As long as I can sit, lay, and sleep, I don't care.
That's fine. No, it's fine. Yes, it's fine.
Yeah.
Remember the first time we were trying to pick out something and it had kind of a floral pattern to it, and I'm like, seriously, I'm gonna put floral. See, right after getting married, kind of, you know, let's...
Well, I mean, I guess I'll backtrack and say I do care, but I'm not real fussy. But, yeah, maybe the wrong goofy floral pattern would make me draw the line. But so far, she's done extremely well, so...
My deal is now just, you know, if I'm in charge of the garage, that's fine. And everything else, you know, well, yes, dear. Yeah, no, it looks wonderful. Perfect, yeah. I'd have picked out the same one. You bet. Absolutely. No.
I'm trying to get in charge of my garage yet, but we're not quite there yet.
Sure we shouldn't get two of those? Yeah, love it. Love it. Love it. Texter goes on to say, we spent the weekend at our son's lake place. and got to be with the three grandsons. My wife and I are exhausted. Those little guys wear grandpa and grandma out. The fishing was great off the dock. Now, does that sound like a Mother's Day weekend or what? Huh?
Mother's Day and walleye opener, and did you see the women outfish the men in the governor's thing in Minnesota 35-5?
I did. I love that. I love that.
Mother's, what a fitting Mother's Day weekend thing, right?
Right on. Let's see here. Another texter. Trump spends 75% of his public airspace reacting to negative noise. He needs to heed the words of the George Bernard Shaw. I learned long ago never to wrestle with a pig. You get dirty, and besides, the pig likes it.
That's a good quote,
isn't it?
That is a great quote. Oh, my gosh.
He should ignore the naysayers and use his public exposure to champion his victories. See, this is kind of getting to my 20%. I agree with this texter. And I don't know if his number is right, that 75% of Trump's public airspace is reacting to negative noise, but it probably is not too far. It feels close to accurate on that number, you know. And talk about what you are accomplishing, because one of the reasons all the things that he has done and done well and the positive impacts of those is not making its way into the majority of the airspace is because a lot of the time is taken from the reacting to the negative. So I agree with that. The pig is, wrestling the pig is the swamp. And the swamp does like you wrestling. You know, that's the analogy there. That's absolutely working 100%. No doubt about it. Good stuff today. As always, I better grab my phone and see what I've got. 701-367-2054 to text me. 701-367-2054. Todd's is 701-226-8503. Your email's to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Emailer says, the media coverage of Donald Trump is so biased and bad, I've given up watching the national news, and that includes Fox News. I have to tell you, I'm watching Fox less too. I really am. I'm reading transcripts. I haven't had a chance yet to see the Liberty University speech, but I heard a lot of people rave about it, including here today. I can't wait to watch it. So, in other words, I'll watch the actual speech, not the coverage of the speech. Or read the transcript of the Sunday shows rather than having to suffer through, you know, up Chuck Todd or whatever his name is. So I'm with this email all the way.
Not to be confused with me, which, you know, is a different kind of up Chuck Todd. But
yeah, that's the Chuck Todd. You don't have the Chuck part. They are all biased against Donald Trump, says the emailer. Trump's biggest problem is the Republican Party. And most of them are attacking him. I hear names like Sass and McCain and Graham attacking him without letting up. One good thing with all the Republican rhinos attacking Trump, it is killing the Republican Party. The sooner that's dead, the better. Then maybe we'll get a real conservative party to support instead of what has become the Republican branch of the Democratic Party, says the emailer. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails. That's good stuff. Good stuff. Or call us, 258-0550. Take a short break. Come back with more on What's On Your Mind. Delta Constructors, one call does it all. Call of the day coming up from Friday, too. Next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better every day. 4 for $4. 4 items. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies of your choice, $4. How's that for a great deal? The folks at PetraServe USA pride themselves on giving you choice at the pump. That's right. They connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you win. Plus, there's great savings everywhere. Like Nestle 24 packs of water, $3.99 each all month long. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars. King size, $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. 1 liter Ice Mountain water is 99 cents each. Classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian Deli Express sub-selects are only $2.79. And register for your chance to win. The $50,000 giveaway is on. New winners drawn every week, so register today at PetroServe USA. Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of the PetroServe USA family now, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the importance of having an emergency action plan.
So many times when there is any type of an emergency and, you know, employees especially don't have a plan, panic sets in. But you know, our school systems have proved through fire drills over the years, right, that when you have a plan and you execute that plan, you can save lives and injuries. You know, we haven't had a single fatality in a school in the United States with fire since 1980. That's because they have a plan and they practice that plan. So that's the concept that we want everybody to wrap their arms around.
Start creating your emergency action plan today. Go to www.ndsc.org to learn more. That's ndsc.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
My friends at Delta Constructors have a wealth of experience and knowledge in the oil industry. Their roots come from the North Slope of Alaska. Six owners in a partnership group, 150 years of experience in that group. So they hire the best. They have the great leadership. Field hands are all seasoned, working under someone with a great deal of experience. And it's a great organization. It is. So if you are with an oil company and you're a foreman and you're looking to, for a great partner on the well site, you're going to find them in Delta Constructors. One call does it all. They do it all. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry. And we have the Delta Constructors. One call does it all. Call of the day. I'll give you Eric's number here in a moment. So get a pen. You can jot down Eric from Delta. But first, here is our one call does it all call of the day from Delta Constructors from Friday's program, talking about some of the protesters that rolled into the Bismarck-Mandan region with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Shelley in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I think, honestly, we've started to see this inkling through, you know, years ago. And, you know, the election, Trump was elected because of all the nonsense. And it's simply just a small, small minority with anything, but they are very vocal. And so, and then, you know, like Trump has been spot on, and you've been spot on with the fake news, it's, you know, the media latches onto those teeny little stories and magnify them. And so then the people around think, well, you know, am I in the wrong? You know, I don't dare go to these events because if I speak my mind, I will be the minority. You know, North Dakota, there's a large silent majority, and they don't get up and speak until they've just had enough. And that's what happened at the election, you know, across the nation. But I've kind of coined a name for these people, and I call them Regurgia haters, because they spin off of each other. They take their talking points from each other, and then they spew them out over and over and over until it's just ridiculous. I just am really embarrassed for them. You know, yesterday was, I just sat and turned around, and it was almost like I should have had like a Michael Jackson meme and popcorn, and was like, I'm just here for the comments, because it's funny. They're so outrageous.
Yeah, my memory wasn't as good as it should have been. There wasn't the Dapple protesters. It was more of the Bismarck-Mandan protesters of the Congressman Kramer hearing that she was calling about yesterday, but tying it kind of a whole anti-Trump movement. So well done. Delta Constructors, one call does it all. Call of the day brought to you by our friends at Delta Constructors. You can call Eric there at Delta at 406, here's the number, 250-8151. 406-250-8151, or online at deltaconstructors.net. We have a bunch of calls that came in off the air as well on our question related to Donald Trump. Roll a few of those, Todd. Let's
I'm a Trump supporter, and I'm pleased with what he's doing. And all I can say is very simply, once you get this alligator taken care of and Comey, he's gone now, you get him replaced, go get another one. You got my support 100%, President Trump. Keep it up. Thank you.
Yeah, no, both sides play by a different set of rules, and Democrats are way better at chess than the Republicans. The Republicans are nice guys. They play by the rules. They're going to finish last. They're going to keep finishing last.
Good morning. Everybody's wondering why the Democrats are so outraged at Comey's firing when they asked for him to be fired earlier. Well, my thought is they never really wanted him fired. Everything he said did was just part of the Hillary Clinton cover-up, and they acted like they wanted him fired to make him look legitimate, make it look like he actually did investigate her. They never had any inkling or any intention to get rid of him or to file any charges against Hillary Clinton. It's all one big cover-up. Thank you.
Scott, Republicans are the ones that don't fight back. Conservatives like Ted Cruz do fight back.
Good stuff. Appreciate all the comments today, and a lot of texts and a couple of emails and a few calls on this topic as well. Just kind of curious with last week sort of behind us and now the quote-unquote aftermath, if you listen to the media, of Trump. You know, the big thing you're going to hear about now is a shakeup, which, by the way, we've been hearing about since literally almost week one. Oh, major shakeup. Trump's going to fire a bunch of people. What did I see? Let me find this. I forget if this was Politico or Axios. They're one of the kind of newsletter deals. And this is actually the story. I'm reading verbatim. Good Monday morning, it says. One thought on the prospect of a White House shakeup. If Trump fires a bunch of staffers, he has to replace them with other people. Who knew, Todd? Manny, can you believe that? So if Trump fires people, he has to replace them with other people. This is the stuff they write. Now, the premise of that whole thing goes on to say, I don't know what anybody wanted. So when their predictions don't come true because they're lies, then they have to make up reasons for them being alive. Oh, the reason it didn't come true is because nobody took the job. It's just relentless. But you folks don't want him to change, and I love that about you. I really do. I mean, I was like, just do this little thing different, but nobody else here. Text, remember back when Bush was president, and we wished this guy would stand up for himself, for conservatives, and he never did? Thank God Trump is actually standing up. Well, that is true. because, you know, Bush was the opposite. He absolutely was. So there's no doubt about that. Another emailer, when Heidi Heitkamp loses her re-election bid, she should leave the state too. I doubt very many people will be friendly to her anyway. She's a traitor on that vote. That vote has made a lot of people mad. A lot of people mad. A few others here we'll get to next hour. We have Lynn Helms too next hour on Oil and Gas Numbers. And your questions, welcome for them. Coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Coming May 12th and 13th to Mesa's Pepsi Arena, music stars and classic cars at the Hop. Rock and Roll Festival is happening with Friday night performances by Chubby Checker, Johnny Tillotson,
Earth Angel,
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. And Saturday performances by Brian Hyland, Joey D and the Starlighters, and Herman's Hermit, starring Peter Noon. For ticket information, visit MyKnot.org, MinotaurosHockey.com online, or any marketplace location. For all other information, check out Music Stars and Classic Cars on Facebook. Every little boy.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.